Well, in Spanish it's Angela.
Angela.
Yeah, and I'm from Sevilla Online.
I'm from theyoungfolks.com.
Oh, cool.
So we were talking about you because I was trying to remember where I saw you, and then it was Graceland.
Oh, yeah. That was a fun little thing.
That was. You were ruthless, too.
Ruthless.
which is kind of different than your role in the film.
Yes, pleasantly so.
How did you come about doing this film?
Well, I think that Dan, the director, was knew my work from Entourage. And he sent me, they sent me the script, and the script is not like other scripts that you read, you know. It's kind of a throwback in terms of an adventure, it's an adventure with heart, which is not, we don't see a lot of those.
And a bit of a Western feel.
Yeah.
And were you into what's the word? Dinosaurs.
Yes, paleontology. Yeah, who's not into dinosaurs? That's weird. You're like a sociopath if you're not into dinosaurs.
So that intrigued you?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been thinking about this idea of authenticity, which I think is what people are looking for in this day and age, is authenticity somehow. I think that's something that people crave, you know? And if you think about an actual skeleton of a tyrannosaur, how you don't necessarily think how valuable, you know, that could be. That's...
To find it.
Yeah, to find it, you know, it's a buried treasure, it's a massively valuable buried treasure, and it's out there in these fields, these fossil fuel fields, which is also interesting because, where does the fossil fuel come from? It comes from the decomposition of these fossils, and it's like the energy of life. That we're mining, and then to find this actual preserved skeleton, this is exciting. It's a treasure hunt.
Yeah, it is. It's a huge treasure hunt.
I was just gonna ask about the set itself. Like, you guys were out in the field. How was it set up? Like, did they really have to like place these fake bones in there?
It was not in a way. I mean, you see in the movie sort of like we get there on horseback, and it was pretty inaccessible, and that was pretty accurate. I mean, where we shot was quite inaccessible. I mean, the trucks could get only so far in there, and it was challenging in that respect. It was the Badlands. It is the Badlands.
Idaho, right?
In North Dakota.
North Dakota.
Yeah.
Yeah, Idaho. So you guys were actually riding the horses?
Oh, yeah. We shot it on this working cattle ranch. And the horses that we rode were all the horses of that ranch.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
You ride horses?
Yeah, I've had quite a bit of experience. I was on a mini series that we shot in Mexico, and we were on horseback every day for 6.5-7 months. So I love being on the back of a horse. I feel very at home there.
That seemed like there was the challenge of the film, then, where the location.
Yeah, the location was the challenge, and also the feature, the centerpiece.
For the whole film, what was your favorite scene?
I really liked the introduction of my character. That scene was really nice. I just saw the film for the first time last night. I had seen bits and pieces, but the scene where was really nicely done. There were many scenes in the movie, not only scenes that I was in. It was fun.
How would you describe Nate and Anna's relationship?
Well, he's her brother-in-law, which I think takes a minute to sort of quite figure out for the audience what exactly the relationship is. And there's a lot that goes unsaid as far as what their backstory is, but you get the sense that there was, you know, contentiousness. That she and her husband had split up, or that prior to him having died, that there was some tension there. But interestingly, you see that Nate is sort of he's more of a parent though to the boy Ezekiel than she is. I mean, he talks to him, he plays with him, he's got a great relationship with him, and I think that serves as a good sort of counterpoint to her character, to where you see, you know, her sort of her character. It helps to throw her character into a sharper focus, you know, that's an interesting facet of the movie, how she's has trouble being a mother, you know, trouble being a warm and motherly.
I guess that happens sometimes with some people in real life too, either father or mother, where you have a passion about something and that passion takes over.
Definitely. Your life.
Mm-hmm. You have a passion like that?
Do I have a passion like that? I mean, I have three kids. I love my kids. Nothing could trump the kids for me. I think most parents feel that way. But I have a lot of passions though. I mean, can't think of any right now.
It always happens to us. Yeah. Oh, I have passion for this. Oh, what is it?
Something. I must be passionate about something.
So, how long was the shoot?
I think it was 20 days, somewhere between 20 and 25 days, which is pretty brief.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I mean, I think we used every bit of footage that we had. It was hard.
Yeah.
It was a challenge, especially with, you know, inclement weather out there. There was one night where we were out in that valley of bones, and this storm came in. In fact, there was one shot there's a couple shots in there, like towards the climax, where you see like the wind blowing, and you could see like there's this fear, and there's not a lot of acting going involved, because the weather was intense, and the rain came down, and they couldn't get the trucks out, and everyone was stuck, and we kind of like.
So you guys actually like camped out there?
No, we eventually got out, but it was like an all night affair, and we didn't end up being able to get too much. So there was a lot of challenges logistically.
Yeah. So you have is it Dan?
The director.
The director and Steven. Well, Steven also starred in the film, and also produced it and co-wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
How was that dynamic, having someone who had all those hats?
No, it was cool, but they were very collaborative, and that's good when, you know, it can be good if you have someone who's a collaborator who's also in charge of all those things, because then, you know, they know exactly how they feel about adding things, changing things, adjusting things, which is, you know, can be, if you have to go through a series, a chain of command on that, that can be like a nightmare, like a bureaucracy. So they were very open and very, very cool and collaborative and fun. That helped to make the experience, I think it helped to make the film more dynamic.
So what else other than this that's in the works? It opens, what, September
1st? Yeah, first of the month.
And so I know you're doing all the promo for this right now. And, but are we going to see you in anything else in you in the next?
Yeah, I've got a lot of things on the burn, a lot of things in the oven. I'm on the new season of Ray Donovan, the Showtime show. And I've got a cool movie, heist movie that finished up called Finding Steve McQueen. I keep calling it Looking for Steve McQueen. Finding Steve McQueen, and then The Life and Death of John Gotti with John Travolta. And then I have a fun horror comedy called Dead Aunt, which is premiering at the LA Scream Fest in October. Yeah, lots of stuff. Lots of cool stuff.
I like the name Dead
Aunt. Dead Aunt, that's a funny one. It's a rock band that's attacked by giant ants.
Well, this sounds like it was quite an experience for you.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. And, you know, ended up staying on the ranch. Instead of staying in town, I just stayed out on the ranch and... The ranch manager and I would go. I was a couple of times. I got out there with him, and we woke up. We went out, and I got to be a part of the ranch culture, ranch community, and went out and did like a roundup with him, and all the ranchers sort of get together and help each other out for roundups and stuff, and that was beautiful. You know, I'm a city guy, so it's. But I'm a city guy, but I'm a country boy at heart, you know. So, so it was nice to. Yeah. It's always feels just so fantastic to be a part of that. We don't get enough of that in our city lives.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned you have 3 kids, so you get them out in the country also.
Try to, yeah. I mean, that's. I think it's like in this movie, you know, you being in nature. When you look back on your memories, that's the things you remember. You know, those are the important moments. You know, with your head in your phone, buried in your phone, it's a sad life to a certain degree, the modern life. I mean, you look at these kids with their heads in their phones and you're like, dang, man, come on. Life is fleeting. Life is fleeting, you know? Get out there.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
We hope to be seeing you in some new stuff real soon and talking to you again.
Thank you, Angela. Sinaiva.
Sinaiva.